How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to build your positive mindset when you have nothing. If your energy is negative or just empty and you just don't have any positive feeling within your body, in this episode, we're going to talk about how you can find it and then move forward and experience a positive life. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It could be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as we're breathing in, we're going to say the word over and over and over again. Really charge ourselves up with that energy. And then as we're holding our breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. Well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So this message is actually one of the more tough ones that I've tried to explain. I've kind of run through it a few times in my head. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the question I was asked. This is one of the ones where I asked on Facebook what topics someone would like me to cover, and someone posted this. And so I'm going to work through this perspective, but I think the best place is just to hear the question and then go through the exercise that we're going to do to shift our mindset. So they asked that they would love an episode on working on a positive mindset when you have no self-esteem and you suffer from PTSD and anxiety. They said that everyone around them is negative and it's causing their anxiety to be through the roof. And this may not be your exact situation, but struggling and hitting that rock bottom or that flat line is a place that I think a lot of people find themselves. And it's really hard to create momentum when all there is negative energy. You see, I've said that the external world is a reflection of the internal state, and I believe that it goes both ways. What you feel within, you will see externally, but what you see externally, you will feel within. And I know that starts to make you think like, well, how do I control everything? And we're going to talk about that. If you are surrounded by the energy that you're stuck within you as well, it's really difficult to make a shift unless you take complete control of your creative energy. So what we're going to do is we're going to do another deep breath. And when we breathe in, I want you to think about this. So right now you're operating between your ears. You're seeing through your eyes. You're basically operating within your mind. Everything that's happening to you, you're aligning with the you. Like in this case, it would be Henry or Bill or George or Tom or Sally, whatever, you know, your name is. It's what affects the person of you. And what we're going to do is we're going to separate, because all those problems that are existing with you are for you to observe, learn, and grow. And so with this exercise, we're going to separate and we're going to move our vision. So as you breathe in, imagine the focus point of seeing through your eyes expanding out, and so that you can see your entire body. You see the top of your head, you see your shoulders, you see your body, and everything that's affecting you is now affecting that body that you were just inhibiting for a few moments, and now you're separate and you can see. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And as you're holding your breath, just visualize everything around you. See yourself separate. See the you. see the world, see your room, everything that's there, and go ahead and exhale. When we shift our perspective and we see everything as something for us to observe, that's the first step in freeing yourself from the energy that you believe you're stuck in. PTSD is absolutely real. Anxiety is absolutely real. So I'm not saying that those are just things that you're making up and you can just stop thinking it and shift. I'm saying those are things that are happening for you as well. They're happening for you to give you an opportunity to observe. And when you can observe in the most difficult situations, which anxiety is one of them, PTSD is another one, negative people is another one, when you can observe yourself and the scenario happening around you in those moments, you are then free. You are feeling the inner peace that you truly desire. And next, we have to align with what we decide we truly are. You get to decide who you are, not the world, not your friends, not your family. As you grow older, as you start gaining the ability to research, to look around and observe, you at that point take responsibility for who you decide you're going to be. And I know it's hard when the world is beating you down, when your mind is bringing you down, this task becomes extremely difficult. And the only reason that I think you are meant for this task is because of how I view the world. I think this whole thing is an experience for growth. If this whole experience is for growth, then that's exactly what it is. And the harder situation that you find yourself in, the more growth that is available to you. And it's not about growing and then achieving something material, because those don't align. You can achieve something material and not grow at all. So they don't have to go together. You can grow so you can have inner peace. That's the ultimate goal. Being able to have inner peace in the most difficult situations is the true gift. And so just like going to the gym and working out, if your life is difficult, maybe you are ready for a tough workout. Maybe you've already done the easier one. Maybe you've already had the life without the difficulties, the struggles, the mental health things, and now you're ready for more. You are a creator. At the heart, you will always create. If you're not paying attention, if you're just moving along, not in control of your life, you are just going to create more of what you're observing. But when you're able to change your perspective, you're able to observe something else and by choice, create the other thing. It's not going to happen instantly. If you're in a tough situation, if you're dealing with mental health issues, if you're dealing with anxiety, if you're dealing with negative people around you, it's not the easiest thing to just snap your fingers and all that be gone. You're going to have to change your focus for a little while to start creating the change that you need within you so that you can move away to go wherever you need to go to continue to grow. Why would your life be so difficult? Why would you struggle with those things? Is life fair? Is it because you did something bad? Is it karma? I don't believe it's any of those things. Because you're listening to a podcast like this. Why would you be listening for something for growth? Why would you even be aware that there's opportunities to make a shift? So many people struggle with the things that you're struggling with, and they don't look a single way to make a change. Think about the negative people that are around you that are just constantly negative. Are they listening to self-help podcasts? Are they reading self-help books? Are they trying to join a gym to exercise? Are they trying to change their diet? Are they trying to find vitamins that will uplift them? Probably not. And so there is a difference between people that are going through things. You are a leader. You are an energetic being that put yourself in a place to make a heavy change to generational curses. What if these people are just stuck in this energy loop of negativity, of stress, of hurt, of pain, and they don't know, they haven't hit the level where they're able to observe and become conscious of the type of person they are, but you have. You know that it can be different. You feel it. You know that it's supposed to be different. So start with the gratitude. Thank yourself before becoming aware. You're still tuned in right now. You could have easily just turned off this podcast, put on some music, listened to something that will validate the pain, talk to people that are negative and just get in that negative energy and really just absorb it over and over because that can feel good too. But you are choosing purpose over pleasure. You are here. You tuned in. You are ready to make that next step. None of that is by accident. Again, look around. Look at the negative people that are stressing you out. What are they doing to change? They are different than you. You are the leader for them. Now, you're probably not going to lead them by learning something and telling them. The only way we can lead change truly is by becoming that change. When you become something, you have led the person to water. They say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You are becoming the water when you become something. It's up to them if they decide to drink it. But when you become something that's so undeniable, when you conquer the PTSD, when you conquer the anxiety, that doesn't mean you won't deal with them again. What you're doing is conquering. You're creating a program that puts you in place so that you get to dictate your energy despite how you're feeling. You can be someone with a strong positive mindset and have negative thoughts. You can be someone that's healed and has inner peace and still be sad. It's not about no longer having those emotions or no longer going through the human experience. It's about as you go through it, you've learned to become the ultimate observer, and every situation that's happening, you're observing, learning, growing, and giving. That's what you are. You are a master creator. You are someone that's here to evolve, here to raise your vibration, and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful. That's actually a difficult topic for me to cover because when you are at ground zero, when you're at that state of just pain, of anxiety, of repetitive patterns that are bringing you down, it's really hard to see that first glimmer of light and then stick with it. But if you can, I know you can make the positive change that you want. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. And if you want to join the Positive Mindset Facebook community, there's a link for that as well. That's actually where these questions came from. I asked a couple of days ago for some ideas, some topics, and this is one of them. So thank you so much for going out there and sharing what it is that you're going through so that way others can help and grow together. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.